And now it's Catscape with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. Catscape, talking to you from the world of cats. What's new? What's innovative? New toys, new balls of fluff, things to chase. Yes, Catscape. Here now is your host, Shadow. Okay, thanks a lot. That's a very... Listen to that music, huh?
That's hilarious, sir. Mr. My dad said Sidario.
Your dad, huh? You mean Mr. Henry?
Yeah, well, I was gonna...
I'd rather you call him Mr. Henry than Dad, because...
He looks at the trans species.
Yeah, it sounds very trans species, you know? All right, let's not get weird. Anyway, here, welcome to Catscape. This is Shadow. I'm a Burmese. A lot of people say, what do you look like? I'm a Burmese, okay? I'm black. I got the yellow eyes. Smokey over here, what do you call yourself, Smokey?
I'm like more calico.
And Thunder, you're like, what are you?
I'm a black and white furry, no, or Maine Coon, or a snowshoe.
What's wrong with your throat?
I don't know. I got it all night going, you know?
You were doing that?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I mean, come on, kid. It's going to keep people getting hit with a shoe or something. Why are you doing that?
Trying it out. My dad gets upset.
Your dad gets upset? I would too, man. Anyway, welcome here to Catscapes. This is, as I said, Shadow. And you're a Maine Coon, and you're a what?
I'm like a calico. I don't know what they call that.
You look like a regular alley cat to me.
Thanks. I take that as a compliment.
Great. And I'm a Burmese cat, which doesn't mean anything, but that's what I am. That's what I was born. I wasn't born in Burma, I'll tell you that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, today we have on Catscape, we're going to have our Hero Cat of the Week, as we always do, or Hero Cat of the Month, or however the hell we do it. And we're also going to have How Dumb Are Dogs? Very, very popular feature here on Catscape. First of all, I want to just mention that our feature, which is the Hero Cat of the Month, Week, whatever the hell, you can submit your name. You don't have to have no human do it. You can submit it yourself.
Yeah, if you're a cat, you know that you did a good thing.
Right. If you're a cat, you know you did a good thing.
Well, what do you mean those get? Who's going to go say, yeah, you know what I did? I chased a ball of string like a block.
What?
That's not a big heroic thing. Talking about saving you, the only thing that counts with humans is if you save their rear ends.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You got to be able to save them.
So we got, to that end, we got a beautiful one today. And this is a cat named Baby. The cat we're going to be talking to today, get a load of this, is 23.
What?
What are you talking about, 23?
That's right. Now, the world record for the age of an old cat, I looked this up. The oldest cat ever recorded, I think it's like pushing 40.
Get out of here, man.
You're high on a mixture of chemical.
I'm high on a mixture of chemical. Get a load of the kid here.
Where you hear that, kid?
Yeah. Get a load of this kid. What, are you dealing drugs?
What are you going to talk about? 40.
That's what it said in the thing that I looked up when I was, there was nobody was looking. I got up on my computer and I went,
tapped it out, huh?
Yeah, with my paws, and I found out 40. Well, this cat we're going to talk to today is a cat named Baby. And so what we're going to do is get this baby up on the line. Baby is in, what city is Baby? Chicago. And Baby, the first thing I saw when I read this story, if I may call you Baby. You there, Baby?
Oh, yeah. How are you?
Well, we're good. And I understand you was taking a nap, huh?
Yeah, I laid down about this time. But you had a question for me?
You were in the Chicago area?
Yeah, Chicago.
Hey, Baby, my name is Smokey. It's a great pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Thunder.
Oh, okay. So I'm talking to cats on the podcast?
That's right. This is Catscapes. And,
What's it called?
It's called Catscapes. That's a show we do. And,
Catscapes, okay.
And, you remember me calling you yesterday?
Oh, I don't have any memory of any of it, you know. But I do remember the event.
Now, Baby, you were a cat. You were 13 years old already when this house fire took place there in the home of, what's the guy's name again? Joel?
Joel Ornberg was the guy's name.
Yeah, that's the guy's name.
Right. What happened to your throat? You said, were you out on a fence going, yahoo?
We're talking about when you saved the family?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was at Wonder Lake is where they lived, and I was their cat, and you know how that goes. Oh, Letitia, she was wonderful.
Yeah, Letitia Kowalowski and Joel Ornberg.
Right, right, okay. And all of a sudden, I can smell smoke, and there's a fire in a bedroom, And Ornberg, you know, this guy, the human, he gets up, he tries to hit it with an extinguisher. I'm like going, get, you know, yeah. When a cat, you know, I'm jumping up and down and everything. And they finally got the kid and they got out of there, you know. And she was, I think, pregnant at the time.
So what'd you do? Did you jump on the head or something?
Well, when you're a cat, you know, you don't bark. So the thing you do as a cat, and I've been in a situation a number of times when a human's about to die and you're a cat. And what do? So I'll leap on their face and stay there until they go, yeah, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like a good deal. It's like you it's a face grip.
You don't have to do that because they don't have no bark.
Yeah, there's no bark.
Right, it's pretty much what I just got done saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. You understand we're sort of in awe.
Okay, well, but anyway, so I grabbed his face. I wrapped the lower legs around the lower part of the head, and I just grabbed it, you know, and he's like, God, I can't breathe. And suddenly, oh, my God, there's a fire. And I got off him. I said, you got that right, Squirt. And
was he some kind of a short guy?
I don't remember. Anyway, the kid, then they had a baby. I think they grabbed the kid and they got the hell out, you know. But everything was burned to a crisp.
And this was in Chicago, 2010?
Yeah, it's about 2010. Oh, gosh, long time ago.
Kid, I'm going to ask you later on what you attribute your longevity to.
Not getting burned in that fire. Hey, I'm talking to a guy over here.
No, that's a great point. Very, very great point.
Yeah, but you know, I get burned up.
No, I didn't get burned. What do I attribute? The first thing you don't want to do is get run over by a car. I find, let me just tell you young cats something. I find that if you can not get run over by a car, Jack, you're aces, you know.
Gives you that much more of a chance, huh?
Yeah, it gives you that much. Did you read, but I just read Chris Cuomo tested positive for corona.
Who's that?
Is it Chris Cuomo to CNN?
Yeah, I just read that here. But anyway, I split. I got too weirded out by everything.
Yeah, we seen the article where you left.
Yeah, I did. I said, I got to get out of here. These people are too, they're a little too loose, you know. They're very loose and wild in their ways. But they set a trap for me. They put some of my favorite pate. I enjoy very deeply the liver and the chickens and so forth. And they set a trap, and they caught me in the trap. Ornberg's employer was in that neighborhood.
Where did you go? You left the house, huh?
Yeah, I left Wonder Lake, and I wandered out near Wonder Lake. I left Wonder Lake, the neighborhood, and I went to the lake and just sat and looked at it and thought, do I really want to go, you know, back there?
What were you going to do?
I don't know. I'd probably get caught by animal rescue and just, I was 13, you know, and but it turned out that they caught me. And they brought me back to Mr. Ornberg, and he was telling the Chicago Tribune that he was happy that I was back. So I began to get a little bit more appreciation around there.
That's a very good point, you know, because we talk a lot on the show here about how cats, you know, people love to crap all over us, you know.
But you know something, we're not humans. Want to have their you know what, you know.
No, don't say it. Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Right. Humans aren't happy with a pet unless you're kissing it morning, noon, and night, twice on Sunday, with a little extra, you know, a little extra lipstick. So I felt that, you know, it was incumbent upon me to just take the high road and get the hell out while the getting was good. And
no, you didn't know where you were going. You would probably just wind up at an animal rescue or something?
This was too boring. As I said, it was like... But when they caught me and they brought me back to the house, well, then, you know, all was well. All's well that ends well, you know. And that's how that went.
Talking here with Baby, who is 23. We're talking about something that happened to Baby 10 years ago. You saved a family at a family fire.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, see, you say that the way you wake up, there's a lot of calls from our listeners that say, hey, how do you wake a human, if you're a cat, how do you wake the humans up? You grip the guy's face.
What about the other people?
Well, all you got to do is wake up one of them, you know, and Ornberg is a sound sleeper, I remember him. So I said, Jesus H, I looked, I could smell fire, I saw the crackling of the flames behind the door, and everybody else is sawing logs, you know, and I'm thinking... you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get blamed for this. If
you know how
they play things.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so I'm going to get blamed. So I said I'm going to have to wake this sucker up. And I remember hopping up and down, and I'm saying, "Come on, sucker! Don't be a sucker!" And finally, I went ahead and did the face grip with my—I'll say it—you know, I had my anus right over his nose.
Hey, that's what you got to do, you know.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
No doubt about that.
Right. So, and that's when he went, "Yeah," or whatever he said, I forget. And he leapt out of bed, and he was about ready to take me and throw me into Wonder Lake. It's a wonder I didn't get thrown into Wonder Lake.
I bet you've done a lot of them jokes down through the years, huh? I didn't mean nothing by that.
Okay. Anyway, Genius gets up, puts the fire out. The lady, she grabs the baby, all kinds of cribs and crap. And I'm running out behind them, you know, and I'm like a second thought. And
well, that's the way it is, though, right?
Yeah, you know.
It's always going to be the way it is for Cat. You know, we never get no appreciation of nothing.
All right, well, ease back a little bit. You know, these are human beings, after all. They like a pet. Like I said, they like a pet that'll just go on that. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's kind of dirty what you're going to say.
But you know what I mean. So I split, and they trapped me. They set a trap and trapped me, and
how did they trap you? Where you were over at his employer's neighborhood?
Yeah, I wandered over there, and the next thing you know, I'm back here with the Ornbergs, and they've got all my favorite pates and flaked meats and gravy, and you know, so life really improved a lot.
How about that? So you got to save a human's life. You're a cat, no less than saving a human.
No less, yeah. Save a human, save your ass. That's what.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that one, baby. So, you're 23?
Well, you never ask a lady her age, but yes, I am.
Well, we're very happy and proud to have been, for me to have been, God damn.
You're just slow down. You're nervous.
For you to have been here on Catscapes, there's people who want to talk to you, and you know.
Wait, what do you mean they want to talk to me?
We got people to call the show, you know? We got some cats calling the show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go. This is Max. He's in Denver, Colorado. Max, hey, you're on the line here now with a baby who is the big hero from 2010, saving that family. Max, go ahead.
Is this baby?
Yeah, Max. How are you?
I've read about you. The first time I read about you. Come here. Boober. Hey, Snowball, come here. I got my brother and sister. The first time I read about you when you saved that family, when you did the face grip, they put that in the Tribune?
Well, yeah, you know, I had called and, not called, they called me and I described...
That was the move. Yeah, I was telling my kid sister about that.
It was quite a move, you know.
All right, Max, hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to another phone call here. This is Caligula and he's calling from a car. Are you on a car phone, Caligula?
Yes, I am. And I'm actually traveling with the family right now. We're on our way to Wichita for a... the family's moving. I'm in a little cat chair here in the back, but I was able to get a hold of the cell phone. Baby, my name is Caligula, and I would like to say it's a great pleasure to meet you.
Don't you sound like a fancy Dan.
Well, you know, I've seen my fair share of excitement in my day, but I walk around now with a little collar with a bell on it, and a little girl puts me she puts a bonnet on me.
Oh, Christ. You know what? My hat, or whatever I wear on my head, is off to you kinds of cats where the kid puts the bonnet on.
Well, but you know, the trade-off is I have a very easy life, and I eat the rich foods, and I'm probably about 10 pounds overweight. I'll probably die of diabetes, but... But I am very pleased to make your acquaintance, because you are out there in the world making a difference, and meanwhile, I'm here wearing a sweater and sitting on a sofa so people can come up and go...
You sound frustrated.
It is frustrating.
What's frustrating? I was after I did the heroic deed, I was out running around. They had to trap me.
Well, I understand that, but...
Don't you feel loved?
Yes, I feel loved, but the fact that you did something great, and I've never done anything great.
You know, if you spend your whole life wearing a sweater vest and sitting on a bed and licking a paw and occasionally wiping it on your face... You've done your job as a cat, you know that.
Yep.
And so you have to understand, not all of us can be heroes, but you, Caligula...
His name's Caligula.
Yes, Caligula.
Okay, you, Caligula, you. Yeah, you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, Caligula, thanks for calling.
It's Caligula.
All right, so it's Caligula. And listen, baby, I know you got to get going, but it's been so great talking to you.
Well, I enjoy it. I get every now and again, I have some guys find me online and call me up. I was on the Gus and Gum show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the other. That's the cat talk show in the Rocky Mountains, right?
Yeah, it's very popular. Gus and Gum's two cats, and they, you know, they do a food show where they compare chickens and livers and things. But and then they chase a mouse, a fake mouse. They have a mouse race. And
hey, I've heard about that show. Is it any good?
It's okay, but they interviewed me. And then, of course, Morris the Cat, the 15th version of him, interviewed me on the big national show. That was back in the day.
Oh, so you've done all of them.
I've done pretty much all, yeah.
Well, listen, baby, thank you so much for being on the program and for being here on Catscapes and being our Hero Cat of the Week. We have for you, take it away, Thunder.
We have for you a whole box of Temptations, which is the cat treat. And then you got another box of the freeze-dried turkey.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? The Temptations are good. They put the weight on, but who gives a shit?
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much for talking with us today. Baby from Chicago, the Hero Cat of the Day.
I love it so.
This is Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. We'll be right back.
On Catscapes.
Hey, Shadow here, reminding you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Why? If you're a human, you'll find a lot of that stuff funny. If you're a cat, you won't. But I'm not talking a cat right now. Cats listen to that, they go, what? What is that? You know what I'm talking about, right, Thunder? He's your owner.
Yeah, it's nowhere.
But don't you go down there and... You go down to the studio and listen to him.
Yeah, I sit down, wait for him. I'll go, whatever.
Okay, see? So forget it for cats. Forget about it for cats. However, if you're a human, you'll love the Phil Henry Show. Get a backstage pass at philhenryshow.com. Right now, what are they doing, Smokey? Yeah, they got a 15% off, 15% off what? Off of the price. 15% off of, I'm sorry, a year subscription. A year subscription, so don't miss it. Try it at philhenryshow.com. You'll dig it. Catscapes, brought to you by Mrs. Newton's Meat Pies, for the cat in all of us.
Mrs. Newton, it's...
It ain't that good.
And now back to Catscapes, with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder.
All right, welcome back here to Catscapes, and that brings us to the portion of the program that we call How Dumb Are Dogs? And the best story, you got that, Smokey?
Yeah, the best story that what you tell, for the cat that tells the best How Dumb a Dog story, you get a couple of spare ribs from Newton's over here.
At the grocery store.
Yeah, Newton's grocery store. And then you'll get some shrimp and some crab meat from Joe Stone Crab in Miami.
Hey, how about that, huh?
It's pretty good.
How about that? Some Joe Stone Crabs. You can't miss out on that. Take a phone call here. All right, let's go over to this is Roman here on the Catscape show. How dumb are dogs, Roman?
Yes, I've got a story about a dog that I knew that had the house name. This dog was named Francis.
This is a dog is what?
This is a dog named Francis.
Yeah, he's got a story. The dog's name is a St. Bernard?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, go ahead, Roman. What's it about?
Well, this best story, I think it's a great story. What I always did with this dog is I would lie on top of a washing machine like I was asleep. And then here would happen, he'd walk by and I'd jump on his head. And he'd be, you know, all just completely discombobulated by that. And he always walked by.
They always do that. They never learn from that mistakes, do they?
No, they never do. They never do.
Doctor, let me have this again there, Roman. That you're laying on top of the washing machine.
Yeah.
And the dog's always walking by the washing machine and never expects it.
Never expects it, no. And I'm laying there, and I look, and I see, here comes a dog. So I kind of tuck in so he doesn't see my ears or my tail. He comes walking by, just, yeah, right down on top of his head. Man, he takes off running like grease lightning through a white snake's tail. Well, excuse me, I was going to say.
That's okay.
Yeah. But that for me, and every time he does that, and I always say to him, why do you do that? He says, what? I said, every time I'm on top of that washing machine,
Did they never learn?
They never learn, no.
Okay, Roman, that's pretty good. I like that story. So that's Roman with, that's a story from Roman about dumb dog.
Yeah, the dog's a good place for a cat to hide is on a washing machine.
Yeah, on a washing machine. I used to do that.
Wait, what do you tell a story about dumb dog?
Yeah, what about the dumb dogs you've known? Well, I mean, I've known some dumb dogs, you know. I used to sit on top of the washing machine, do that. The other thing I used to do with the dogs that I know is like, but you know what, I talked about this with Smokey, where you say to them, hey, look at that, it looks like an airplane or something. You start eating their food.
Yeah, a lot of cats do that.
Especially cats that live with dogs, yeah.
You always fool a dog if you want to have some of its food.
Right, the problem is dogs eat that. I don't like the stuff they eat. They eat a lot of stuff. It's got too much grains in it, you know? Cats have got to have meat. Always the meat. All right. Okay, so the next call is here from Josephine on the Catscape show. Okay, let's... Josephine, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
And Josephine, what do you got for us?
Well, this is a story that I have about a dog, two dogs that we lived with at one time, and they were both Welsh Corgis. And... we loved, and my brother and I, my name is Joseph, and my brother was Blackie. And
is Blackie still with us?
He is, but now he's very old. He sits back in a basket someplace in the back of the house. I go back occasionally and talk to him. But when we were younger, we would let these two Welsh Corgis chase us outside.
Oh, it's a good one. I've done this before.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And once they get outside, you turn around and you run back in, and you kick the door shut.
Oh, that's a great... You put the dogs outside, huh?
You put them outside, so they don't know what happened. And, Blackie, I'm talking about you, Blackie. Just got up from his nap. I'm talking about you by the time we chased down the... I'm talking on the Catscape show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, is this Blackie?
Yeah.
Hey, Blackie, I was just talking to your sister, Josephine. She says you used to let the Welsh Corgis...
Yeah, that dumbass.
You go on back to sleep. So we let the Welsh Corgis chase us, and then we close the door on them. They spend all night out there, and the owner, the human in the house, said, what happened to those dogs? It was Mr. Foster. And I'd say, I don't know. You know, I'd look real dumb like cats, you know, like we can do.
Yeah, that's a great one. So the dogs, you chase the dogs outside, then you run back inside.
Yeah, Blackie said...
Well, we kicked the door. You just got to bump the door with your body because you can't do it. You don't got no hands, you know.
We don't have no hands. We're cats.
Well, neither do dogs, either. You got to remember that one, neither do dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. He said neither do dogs.
Well, no shit.
Okay, that's great. So there you have Josephine, that's her brother, Blackie, talking about chasing the dog. Let the dog chase you outside, and then you turn around, go back inside. And the dog's outside. Right. All right, there's our last story now. This one's from Whiskers. And Whiskers is up in... Manitoba, up there in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Hey, how you doing, Whiskers? What's going on? Welcome to Catscapes.
Yeah, I've got a story here about a cat that, when they're sleeping. Is this the Catscape show?
Yeah, it's Catscape.
Oh, yeah. So, this is a story.
Where are you from originally, Whiskers?
I come from Canada originally, but to my owners, they're all German. So I just pick up...
So you picked up their accent, huh?
Yeah. But, where was I?
You talk about that dog when they're sleeping?
Yeah, that's right. So, do I tell the story now?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the dog is sleeping, and when he sleeps, you can jump on their head and then run away, you know? So they're, like, sleeping, then you come up and go, wee! And you leap on the dog, and then you run, just like that.
And the dog wakes up, doesn't know what hit him, huh?
The dog doesn't know what hit him, yeah, it's... a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've done that before. Dogs will go, oh, and then they know, like you're playing, and then they want to play with you.
Yeah, well, it's the only problem is you have to stick around and play with them then. And dogs are okay, but they're not the greatest in the world when it comes to playing, because, you know, cats, we move. We move like the wind, you know?
Well, we're pretty fast, there's no question. Dogs never going to chase us down or nothing like that.
No, unless we get pinned in, you know, by something, but... yeah, that is a lot of fun, and...
Okay, well, listen, thanks so much, Whiskers.
Do I win the prize, or do I...
No, we're going to figure that out, and then we'll give you a call, okay?
You want my number?
Didn't we get it off the air?
It's 22...
All right, but get his number there.
What's your number?
So, although, dude, don't just pretend like you're getting his number, because you don't win.
Okay, you don't...
But don't tell him that. Don't tell him that, kid!
Hey, what's your number?
Anyway, what do you think, Smokey? Well, I mean, I think the cats that ran outside and kicked the door back. Yeah, the cats that ran outside had the dogs chase them, And that was Josephine and Blackie, huh?
Yeah, yeah, right there. Josephine and Blackie.
Yeah, you don't win.
Get off the phone with him, okay? What are you doing?
I just want to let him know what's going on.
He don't have to know what's going on. That was that Whiskers? What's with this Whiskers with the German, hey?
Well, the guy is in Canada, so
it doesn't mean you got to sound like you're German. With a, I don't. So, anyway, the winner is Josephine and her brother Blackie. They would run outside, make the dog chase them outside, and the next thing you know, they're, you know...
Outside.
Yeah, they're outside, but the dog's outside. They go back in. Huh? Were you listening?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm only kidding around with you. Come on, Shadow. Take a cigarette break. Take a look at this guy. Take a cigarette break.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm just having a couple of laughs over here.
All right, look. That's today's show. That's the winner. And by the way, Josephine and Blackie, have you got the number?
I'll give them a call right now.
Call them up. Josephine and Blackie, you are the winners of Joe Stone Crab and...
Here they are.
Well, I don't want to talk to them.
Oh, we are very, very... Hey, Blackie, we won.
How about that? I never won a goddamn thing in my life. That's wonderful.
Okay, pal. Sayonara. Jesus, H.
You're the winner.
Yeah, you win, Josephine and Blackie. All right, so congratulations, Josephine and Blackie. Also, congratulations to Baby, our hero cat of the week. Saved that family with that burning apartment or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was burning up, but, you know.
Anyway, their insurance, that's what was burning up. Anyway, we'll see you next time on Catscapes. Catscapes, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on...
Podcast One. I'm Thunder.
This is Shadow.
And I'm Smokey.
Is that it? Yeah, let's... Where do we get our checks? I'm leaving town. I'm